The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Breaking up is hard to do. It's even harder when it's with a subscription. Good morning.
Oh.
It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, and yes, it is tough, Dana. It is tough, especially when they lure you in like a toxic ex. I'm currently trying to break up with HomeGlow. It's a cleaning service app that it lured me in really good because it said clean your whole place for $19.99.
Oh.
What?
$19.99. Yeah. I know that's a scam.
I was like, what, dude? I double checked it, triple checked it. I should have quadruple checked it because I am in a very grueling and daunting 6-month contract with them. It honestly feels like a gym membership from 2015. Like, I just can't break up with them.
But if it's $19.99, what's the problem? That's great.
You have to pay a $59.99 monthly fee to keep $59.99 a month to get that $19.99.
So you got to pay $60 a month to get the $19.99. Yeah. And then I'm sure you have to pay for them to show up as well, right?
Oh, well, yeah. God. And then it's like an extra hour on top of that. So, yeah. And then you have to tip people, too. So it pretty much like comes out the same as like.
You should have called.
It's like $125 no matter what.
You should have called the senora like I do. What are you doing, Anthony? You should have told. I could have given you a name.
Yeah, last time I missed my old guy, Matt. He was this flamboyant man who was on a lot of prescribed Adderall, as he would tell me. And
he cleaned fast, huh?
He was the best. Shout out to him. But yeah, dude, it's I sold my soul or something.
How come you can't get out of it? What is the deal?
I didn't know it was like a 6-month. I didn't read that much of the fine print.
Oh.
Who does? Nobody
does. It's a 6-month agreement, and if I try to break it, I have to pay up to like $300 to break it.
Mm. Which means you could have had your house cleaned twice. That's what I can say. Gosh. I understand what you're saying because I have a lot of things like on auto delivery because they'll say if you sign up for a subscription.
The amount of face scrub we have is unreal.
Do you use it?
Yeah,
does your skin look luxurious and line free?
At this point, we could start our own little store. We have so much extra stuff that we could just put it out there and you could sell it.
Well, I know because if I do it on subscription, instead of something costing like $30, it'll be $22. So I'm like, all right, you know, I'm saving $8.
Doesn't work out if you got 5 of them. And you're only using one at a time.
So what I do is I will make sure that the subscription, I'll stop it, I'll postpone it, right? But if I miss it, yes, we do get a few more. For instance... I have our cat filters on subscription. And I was like, why do we have 200 cat filters?
What are cat filters?
The filters for the little spout.
Oh.
Remember, you're like, why do we have all these?
All those water filters? Yes. We have, if the apocalypse happens, guess what? We're going to have clean cat water. That's what we're going to have.
If the apocalypse happens, I'm still going to be paying HomeGlow.
Exactly.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, where do you find love and where do you find friendship? Where do you find all of that when you're out of school? When you grow up and real life hits you? So if you just turn the radio on, Kelly called us earlier and she's just so fun. But she said something that really hit me because my girlfriends are going through this too. They're successful, they're beautiful, and they just can't find someone. Here's what Kelly had to say that made me ask the question, if you just entered into a relationship, how did you meet your person? Take a listen.
I don't have any girlfriends here.
Oh, God!
It would be me. I'm going solo. Like, I do everything. I go roller skating solo.
Oh, I love that.
I'm a single girl. Like, I'm looking for my man. Like, where is he?
So after Kelly's call, I asked, hey, how did you meet somebody? How did you meet your person? Did you recently find someone? And I want to talk to grown-ups, because once you get into the adult world, it's like work and home and work and home. And it's really hard to not only meet someone to fall in love with, even making friends. So we have Robert on line one. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all doing this morning?
It's so good to talk to you. So what are you doing? What's happening in your world?
I've got a girlfriend now. We've been seeing each other for a few months. She's been absolutely amazing.
Wow. Okay, how'd you meet her?
I actually met her at a sports bar.
Really?
One night. Yes.
Okay. Okay. So what you're telling me is I need to tell all my single friends to go to the sports bar, and there are some single guys there maybe hanging out.
Quite possibly. I didn't realize that she was single. I was sitting there, I was looking at her, kind of staring at her, and she walked up to me. I was like, oh, well, this works.
Oh.
Girl, shoot your shot. I like it. What did she say to you when she approached you?
She just asked me how I was doing, said hello to me, and we started talking, and next thing you know, we've been together ever since.
Wow. Okay. Did you like the fact that she's confident enough in herself that she went over to you to say hi and, shoot her shot and make her move?
You know, I'll say this. I've never met anyone like her. She's not even from the United States. She's been living here for about 15 years.
Uh-huh.
She's from South Africa.
Wow. Okay.
So it's a total different vibe, total different type of personality.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I think that's why it works so well for her and I.
Really? Do you feel like you're learning from each other? You have a lot to talk about and it's fun in that way?
Yes, exactly. Because, you know, I'm from the country. I'm just I'm a country guy. And so, bit of a redneck. You know, I drive old beat up trucks a lot of times and go country dancing, and she does not. She took me to my first rave like a month ago.
Did you love it?
This is different.
But it was fun, wasn't it?
It was fun. I enjoyed it. And so we actually plan on doing a 3-day camping trip for raves in May.
Okay, hey, that's the best of both worlds. A little country, a little rave, all put together in a camping trip.
Yes, so it's been amazing. It's been the best relationship I've ever had, honestly. I'm sitting there just like, wow.
Yeah, I'm glad you share that because sometimes it's okay to go up to someone you like. You don't have to wait for the man to make the move. You can say, hey, what's your name? And even if he says, hey, I've got a girl, oh, fine. That's okay. Well, okay, all right. I just wanted to say hi, you know? Especially if you see someone looking at you and you're looking at them. Gosh, that's the worst. When you don't say hi and you just wonder, gosh, I wish I would have said something. Go say something. You never know. Oh, I hope y'all end up like together. You got to keep us in the know in this one, okay?
Oh, for sure. So far, everything has been perfect. Like, I couldn't ask for better. We've had our little tiffs and our differences, but we communicate and we talk through it, and that's the best way to be.
Well, that's life. If you told me it was perfect, yep, I'd have said it's not going to work out. So now I know you're good. Okay, I feel like what I need to do now then, Otto Ann, I need to stop being lazy and I need to get sales to get this DCS singles mixer together. Here's the deal, though. I need to know.
Good luck with that.
No, I'm going to ask people to call. If we have a list that I could say, look, this many people are going to come, we'll put you on a VIP list. We'll roll out the red carpet. If you would come to the singles mixer.
That sounds like a good amount of work for you, Miss Dana Cortez.
Well, I'm down for it. I just think that this is something my friends are always talking about it. Why don't we can be the solution.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I want to tell you about Texas A&M wide receiver Casey Concepcion. I believe he is a role model. Casey is an NFL prospect, but it's his speech that is really garnering him a lot of attention. He has a lifelong stutter. His father has had a lifelong stutter, so it is hereditary. There aren't a lot of details as to what his diagnosis is, but what used to embarrass him, now he finds empowering. Take a listen to Casey Concepcion.
My meeting with the Bills, it went really well. I'm actually from, I was actually born in New York, in a rock, 585, I moved out of Charlotte, when I was about five. That is, Bills is actually my dad's favorite team.
He's a Buffalo Bills prospect. He was at an NFL conference. He was being asked questions. He has no problem whatsoever answering anything. And he has come to the realization that his stutter does not define his intelligence. Now, when he was little, he got made fun of constantly in class and he didn't like to speak or even outside of class. And then he realized, hey, I'm a smart guy. Who cares what other people think? I think that is so commendable. to come to that realization, you know,
I mean, to have that message of confidence. I think obviously sports helped to build that confidence and gave him probably the confidence to say, I don't care anymore. But yeah, for him to go out there and say this, and you're going to have some kid who has a stutter hear this, and they're going to be like, you know what, it's okay that I'm like that, is a great thing.
Or how about not even a stutter, Otto? How about just a fear of speaking in public because of what other people are going to think about you?
I grew up with dyslexia, and I was in a lot of dyslexia classes growing up. And so it was a big deal to me. I hated to read in front of class. I hated to speak in front of the class. It gave me a hang up. But because of DJing and just having to be in front of people and eventually having to speak on the mic, I got over it. If you face your fears, you can get over it. And that's what this guy's proving.
Otto.
You can get over it.
You can. But I remember, Anthony, I don't know if you knew, because you've been a stand-up comedian, Ant, for a while, right? You've always stood in front of people. When it comes to, I don't know about your history, but I know since I've known you, you've been confident, able to speak in public. Otto, when we first met, didn't like to get on the mic on the radio or even like at an appearance. But he would say stuff off of mic that my former boss was like, we got to get this guy on the radio. Because, you know, and finally he came around and now he has no fear.
It only took
on
like
radio.
4 years for me to talk radio. But I came around eventually. Good thing I was a DJ, though. That's what got me in the door. I mean,
The real irony is once you get to know Automatic, you know, it doesn't.
I don't shut up.
That long to talk. But it's been a beautiful thing to witness and be a part of to see that journey grow. So I'm super, super proud of you, Automatic, for that. And because, like, anybody who has any type of insecurity, no matter what it is, which is another reason why I love KC stepping up so much, the NFL player Daniel's talking about, is because you look at those NFL prospects and they're like in peak physical form. So for him to even admit that this has been a big, you know, fear of him and a big issue his whole life is just so commendable. It's so dope. It's so cool. And I'm on the opposite side.
What do you mean you're on the opposite side, Anthony? How?
Because of like my learning disabilities, speaking is kind of the only thing that like I put all my eggs into that basket. I've been talking as long as I could. I've been doing group projects and I was always a presenter in class.
Okay.
Like for me, I'm on the opposite side. If you want to see me stress and get nervous, put an algebra quiz in front of me or ask me to spell more than a three-syllable word. But yeah, no, I'm on the opposite side where it's like all I could do was talk.
Well, all eggs in one basket or huevos have paid off for sure. I think the most important message though that Casey Concepcion has delivered is that the way you speak, your accent, your stutter, whatever it is, doesn't determine your intelligence. And that's the most important message.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, it's time for What's Your Sign with RJ. Hey, RJ, welcome.
What's up, RJ?
Woo-woo. Hey, good morning.
Happy Monday. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I don't know. I'm hoping you're going to tell me good. Of course, we're going to get our spiritual forecast for the week for all of us as a collective. So what is the energy looking like beginning, you know, today for the rest of the entire week?
So I feel like this week it's going to be really important to say yes to new opportunities that align to your goals and align to what your heart really wants. It's going to be important to close doors so that way new opportunities can flow. This new week is going to bring bittersweet changes, but you need to remember that not every ending is a loss. Sometimes it's just divine redirection. And sometimes keeping the peace only creates war within you. And that needs to stop this week because saying yes to others could be saying no to yourself. And I kind of feel like people just need to watch their dreams, pay attention to what spirit's trying to show them. It's going to be a really strong week to protect your energy from excess and unneeded drama, especially around work. And honestly, I think the signs that this is going to hit the most is going to be for Leo, Taurus, Scorpio, and Aquarius.
I'm a Leo.
So the war within, can you break that down? I think I know what you mean.
Yeah, because I mean, sometimes we don't really want to speak up for ourselves or we just want to keep the peace because it's easier.
Yeah.
But I mean, sometimes keeping the peace for other people just creates war within you. And then that begins to fester and turn into this negative void energy that's inside of you.
The whole idea of festering. Think about a wound that just gets bad, and that's what you're doing to yourself inside.
Absolutely.
If you don't speak up and speak your mind, it doesn't mean you have to be disrespectful, but you have to let people know how you feel. RJ, thank you so much. Here's the thing. You can get a free psychic reading with RJ on the radio. Call us, 877-730-DCS1. You can also connect with him on Facebook, RJ's Mystic, and you have a stand, you have a store, right? A storefront that people can go into?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, book that flight, honey, and get off. I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk to us this Monday, and I want to welcome you to the show. We love you already. Happy Monday!
Thank you.
Thank you, RJ.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I want to tell you about Texas A&M wide receiver Casey Concepcion. I believe he is a role model. Casey is an NFL prospect, but it's his speech that is really garnering him a lot of attention. He has a lifelong stutter. His father has had a lifelong stutter, so it is hereditary. There aren't a lot of details as to what his diagnosis is, but what used to embarrass him, now he finds empowering. Take a listen to Casey Concepcion.
My meeting with the Bills, it went really well. I'm actually from, I was actually born in New York, in a rock, 585, I moved out of Charlotte, when I was about five. That is, Bills is actually my dad's favorite team.
He's a Buffalo Bills prospect. He was at an NFL conference. He was being asked questions. He has no problem whatsoever answering anything. And he has come to the realization that his stutter does not define his intelligence. Now, when he was little, he got made fun of constantly in class and he didn't like to speak or even outside of class. And then he realized, hey, I'm a smart guy. Who cares what other people think? I think that is so commendable to come to that realization.
Oh, yes. To have that message of confidence.
Oh.
I think obviously sports helped build that confidence and gave him probably the confidence to say, I don't care anymore. But yeah, for him to go out there and say this, you're going to have some kid who has a stutter hear this and they're going to be like, you know what? It's okay that I'm like that. It is a great thing.
Or how about not even a stutter, Otto? How about just a fear of speaking in public because of what other people are going to think about you?
I grew up with dyslexia and I was in a lot of dyslexia classes growing up. And so it was a big deal to me. I hated to read in front of class. I hated to speak in front of the class. It gave me a hang up. But because of DJing and just having to be in front of people and eventually having to speak on the mic, I got over it. If you face your fears, you can get over it. And that's what this guy's proving.
Otto.
You can get over it.
You can. But I remember, Anthony, I don't know if you knew, because you've been a stand-up comedian, Ant, for a while, right? You've always stood in front of people. When it comes to, I don't know about your history, but I know since I've known you, you've been confident, able to speak in public. Otto, when we first met, didn't like to get on the mic, on the radio, or even like at an appearance. But he would say stuff off of mic that my former boss was like, we got to get this guy on the radio. Because, and finally he came around and now he has no fear.
It only took
on
like
radio.
4 years for me to talk radio. I came around eventually. Good thing I was a DJ, though. That's what got me in the door.
The real irony is once you get to know Automatic, it doesn't.
I don't shut up.
That long to talk. but it's been a beautiful thing to witness and be a part of to see that journey grow. So I'm super, super proud of you, Automatic, for that. And because like anybody who has any type of insecurity, no matter what it is, which is another reason why I love KC stepping up so much, the NFL player Dana was talking about, is because you look at those NFL prospects and they're like in peak physical form. So for him to even admit that this has been a big, fear of him and a big issue his whole life is just so commendable. It's so dope. It's so cool. And I'm on the opposite side.
What do you mean you're on the opposite side, Anthony? How?
Because of like my learning disabilities, speaking is kind of the only thing that like I put all my eggs into that basket. I've been talking as long as I could. I've been doing group projects and I was always a presenter in class.
Okay.
Like for me, I'm on the opposite side. If you want to see me stress and get nervous, put an algebra quiz in front of me or ask me to spell more than a three-syllable word. But I'm on the opposite side where it's like all I could do was talk.
Well, all eggs in one basket or huevos have paid off for sure. I think the most important message though that Casey Concepcion has delivered is that the way you speak, your accent, your stutter, whatever it is, doesn't determine your intelligence. And that's the most important message. If you want me to share this story with you, send me a DM @Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.